Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
That was very good timing. Hey, everybody, thanks for tuning in to episode 403. It's going crazy. It is January 7th, 2016. I don't know what else to say other than I am one of your hosts, Greg DeLacy, gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. And joining me today, two of our usual suspects. We have Casper, the friendly Mark Wright, Markanix,
hello,
joining us from lovely England.
Yes, my brightness keeps going a bit funny. Watch, like, ooh, Casper. Mac Alex on Xbox Live, PSN, and Steam, and Twitter. Hope everyone's getting back into the groove of going back to work, because I'm not. I'm hating it.
I'm with you. Yeah. Well, good to have you on the show, Mark.
Thank you.
And, of course, we have with us as well, I'm not going to say the mouth from the south because I'll get in trouble for that. But we do have Nicole Radowski on the show.
Hello. No, you don't get in trouble for that one. That's not the one you get in trouble for. Watch me twitch. Watch me.
Oh, Lord, that wasn't
mercy.
Me. That wasn't me.
Mark,
you're
getting in trouble 39 for. Days. 39 right, okay, days yeah. Kicking your ass.
All right. Yeah.
Nicole, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Hey guys, did you know a fun fact about our podcast? Our podcast and our podcast, we are podcast killers.
What?
We put other podcasts out of commission.
But we also resurrect. We're the phoenix.
We do. We're wizards. on the show today, we have with us Tom White, Viva La Pedros, from the True Skill Gaming Podcast. Or True Skills, excuse me. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Very nice to be here. How is everyone?
We're good. We're good. We're super sad because the last time we had a podcast via podcast, you know, Battle Royale,
yeah,
we beat you guys at Rainbow Six. And then shortly after, you guys like called it quits. You were so distraught, thrown off.
That's what happens.
I know.
I said, how'd you bounce back from that sort of loss?
No, we didn't.
This is it. It's a sad time. That was the final nail in the coffin, obviously.
clearly, that I mean, as far as I could tell, that was it. No, so you guys taking a bit of a break, possibly bringing the boy band back together at some point, maybe not.
I'm not so sure about True Skill Games coming back, but we're working together on another podcast. We've got a few ideas we've been kicking around. We've got something coming up called Do's and Dice, which is going to be a RPG sort of Dungeons and Dragons, which is really harsh when you say that to people. People draw a conclusion of what they think it's going to be. So,
well, it's good that we have your voice and your face on the podcast because it certainly doesn't it doesn't give off that persona, right?
Yeah, the idea is it's going to be something a little bit more. We're all out of our comfort zone. None of us have ever done it. And that's what we're hoping will be the entertaining part, is that a load of people playing nerdy games who aren't necessarily in the nerdy category, although we are borderline. Let's face it, we all love our computer games and games.
We're about to talk about video games in some respect. There's a little bit of nerd, but that's okay. Okay.
Can I just ask?
Yes.
Is this podcast going to be visual and audio, or just audio?
Just audio.
Aww.
Just going to be No, we're not dressing up or anything.
not laughing.
I will have
no,
to.
No laughing.
There is a fantastic little parody video. It was put out by a video game, and it's been so long since I've seen it, but it was basically a bunch of characters from in-game sitting around a table playing Dungeons & Dragons, and it is so hilarious. And I will find that video for you. I will pass that along. It is worth watching.
Brilliant.
But no, really glad to have you here. You have graciously said you'd be willing to fill in for us from time to time.
Absolutely.
And I thought, what better time to bring you in than when we have a podcast where we're going to talk about predictions. I mean, we already predicted the demise of True Skill Games that just before we beat you guys. So, we're excited. We're excited to have you here. So thanks for joining on. And,
No, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anybody who is not familiar with this podcast, we are a video game podcast. We have been doing this for way longer than I probably should ever admit to. But you can catch us every Saturday, for the most part, at 11 p.m. UK, 3 p.m. on the West Coast. And if you're an East Coaster braving storms of snow and wind and rain, 6 p.m. Eastern time. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about what we've been doing this past week. If you're watching this podcast right now, you can actually see behind me some odd color splotches on the wall, a lot of white, possibly an echo to my voice, and that's basically because I've been painting. For some reason, this past week became project week at my house. We've torn up my front yard. We have painted my office. And just this morning I was playing plumber when we discovered we had a leak in our sink. So it's been a full day so far.
So what color are you going for then in the end? What was the result?
I think the result is the silver and silver, pointing correctly. This silver is going to be the main color, and then the teal right below it, kind of the teal green, it's called Dragonfly.
Right.
That is going to be the other color.
Apologies for that. For our audio listeners.
Yes.
Have a look on
the
YouTube.
Audio listeners, I just pointed at several colors. Just imagine in your head what those might be. And you're
I've always found that hand signals on audio are just brilliant.
They work. They totally work.
It works, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you guess what it is yet?
Well, anybody else have any stories from this past week before we start diving into game stuff?
Are we doing what we've been playing, or are we just going to do predictions?
Well, we can do a little bit of what we've been playing, but I thought we'd also just talk about life. I mean, we do that on the podcast.
Well, because my week basically has been a case of back to work, and then every waking hour I'm not at work, I've been lost in space. I've been there. I've been suckered back into Elite Dangerous.
Yes. I was going to say, and I shared that video with you.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. Technically, that could be a news item, but since I actually did not pull any news items for this week, because I figured between predictions, we have more than enough stuff to talk about. But the one news item we can talk about. Aliens discovered in Elite Dangerous.
Yep. A guy was in hyperspace. He was pulled out of hyperspace. All the power in his ship went off. All his lights went off and everything. So he was just left floating there. Then this weird noise came on and this big, like, star-shaped floaty thing came in front of him. Scanned him with his green light, with his weird colours and sounds. And then zoomed off again. It was awesome. And that isn't the first one now. There's been about 20 or so sightings since then. So it's the Frontier, who make the game Elite, they've done something, haven't they? They've added an extra element.
They just added these in.
Yeah.
Probably.
The numbers were dwindling. Yeah. Kick out the gear, get people on.
Yeah, there has been sightings of crashed and derelict alien craft, but this is the first real sighting of the real living beings.
I'll be honest, I haven't played this game. But when I saw the news story that there are aliens in space, I sort of thought it's a given. I mean, I haven't played this game. So I just presumed there would be aliens in space.
I'm with you. I totally thought the same thing. I was like, well, I thought there already were aliens, but I don't think there are. It's other human factions you fight against.
Human colonies, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, reason I'm back into this. Well, it originally came out as a game preview after E3 2014, was it, Greg?
Yep.
15 maybe. Yep. And we picked it up straight away because we both love space games, space sim games. And I played a lot of it back then. But with everything else going on, I just sort of like lost track of it. But then at Christmas, we had the countdown sales on the Xbox Store. And the DLC was on sale, the Season Pass for Horizons, which includes all the extra goodies where you can land on planets, planetary landing and exploration. And it was 10 quid, which was a bargain. Yeah. So me and Greg went halves, 5 quid each, £5 off my Yolg budget, which is peanuts.
Yeah.
The only downside is I've not touched a single Yolg game for a week now because I've been playing this. Yeah. But yeah, I'm loving it. It's brilliant.
It's good. Right. Excellent. Excellent. Anybody else want to touch on games or life experiences over the past week?
I set my PlayStation back up. It's officially back up.
It's officially back up. Did you turn it on?
Yes, I turned it on and then sent a text to Mark going, "Hey, dumbass, fix the logo."
Yeah, it's true. You did. Yeah. Miss Bossy Sassy Pants.
Yes, for our group that's on there.
Yeah, the communities.
Right.
Yeah, one of our communities. I was like, "You need to fix the logo. It's the old one." So, you know.
All right. Tom, what about you? Anything fun and exciting?
Yeah, personal-wise, after 14 months, my daughter decided that she was going to stop being lazy and decided to take her first steps. That was quite nice for the household.
Excellent. And away have you already given her chores?
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. I was like, "Okay, man. We're making progress." Okay, so now she's walking. How long before she starts paying rent? So,
sadly, I think you've got a long way.
Damn it. Back to the guys.
Yeah, you have way more adventure ahead of you now that she can reach things higher up.
I know.
Too true.
It's exhausting, isn't it? It's like I found being a parent, sort of like new parent, like I say, she's only 14 months old. They do things which drive you mad, and then they stop doing that, and you're like, "Oh, thank God that stopped." But something equally irritating will then take over that. And I think it's going to be a cycle of that, isn't it? It's just they stop doing one thing. Yeah,
mine turns 13 soon. So it's a girl. So and the other one is 10 in a few days. So
it's I think Chinny summed it up for me quite well when I first had my daughter was just born. He said it's like the longest RPG you can get. It's about 18 years and full of, I think his words were, full of shit and bother.
Shit and bother, but you know, also you're constantly trying to level up that character.
Yeah, that's you know? Right. It made me laugh when he said that because I was like, he's got a point. But no,
once she hits level 18, level 21, somewhere in there, you're going to be pretty excited. It's going to be like, you know, she gained some new skills. One of them's going to be the moving out skill.
Level that one up.
Paying rent skill.
But yeah, talking about gaming, I suppose we better as it is a gaming podcast. I've been, I'm a yoga. I signed up with Bongo. I love this, by the way. It's such a good thing to do. And
I love it and I hate it all in the same breath.
Well, I love how he set it out because it's like the few people who I've explained it to, like mates of mine who don't listen to podcasts who are gamers, they're a bit like, "Oh, it sounds sort of like very disciplined." I was like, "No, that's the thing. If you don't, the idea is to do games you want to play. It's the games you know, when like Bongo said, the new and shiny comes out and something else will drop off. You can pick up these games. So it doesn't feel like punishment. Well, depending. There are some games I hadn't played before. Like this week, I decided to pick up The Witcher 3. I thought I'd do the longer games, get those long ones out of the way first. And I've got to admit, I'm not loving it. I'm sticking with it. Someone says you got to play it like for like 5 or 6 hours before you can really get anywhere.
You have to. You got to pass that whole first little section because that's the whole reason I got my PlayStation back up was so I can do my Witcher 3 for the Yolg.
Well, I found the narrative is brilliant. You know, I'm loving the idea of it. I just hate the combat system. I just find the whole strike and roll. It's just, I don't know. I'm not loving it.
It's very Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. The more I get into it, the better I'll get at it, which obviously helps.
Well, yeah. Once you really start combining skills and you start mixing in your combat and your magic skills, it definitely gets better. But it's one of those games that you feel like you could spam the button. And that's going to be just how you attack. But if you keep doing that, you're going to die.
Yeah.
A lot.
Absolutely. Right.
Yeah.
No, I found that. It's one of those where I was sort of, I was going in, I was getting hit by ranged attacks. I was like, I had two two wraiths coming at me. One was hitting me from distance, and the other one was striking me. And I was like, it was the one who was hitting me with the ranged attacks was getting me. I was like, and then I realized if I went and took that one out first, then it was easier to, you know, the distraction wasn't there. So, you know, a lot of it is learning to play the game the way they want you to play it also.
But you do have to be devious in that game. There's a lot of times where I'll see a whole group of guys and then they'll notice me. So I run away, go all the way back around and come and flank them.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. You do have to be a little bit more sort of tactical about it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I'm going to stick with it because I think once I've leveled my character up and I'm a bit more familiar with what's going on, I know I fall in love with the game, but at the moment
Once your character levels up, you'll get to those points where you'll see a bunch of guys, but you'll know you're overpowered compared to them, and you just roll into them like a badass, and you're just like, "Hey guys, bring it."
See you later. Yeah, no, I'm sure I'm looking forward to that. No, at the moment, not so much.
Yeah.
But I got Fallout 4 checked off my Yogg list as well.
That's a big game.
It took me, because obviously it told me on the save, 35 hours. I've still got, I want to go back and do more of the game, but I don't want to exhaust it at the same point. So I was like, actually, it's quite nice. I've finished all the main missions. I've done the main story. I can now go back and do some of the stuff which is left.
It's on my to-do list. It's part of my Yogg list.
Mm-hmm. You know, I loved it. I knew I'd love it.
Okay. Yeah,
but it's like it came out just around when my daughter was born, and it was one of those games where I didn't want to play 20 minutes at a time. I wanted to play that game for hours at a time. Having a newborn, you just can't do it. So I was like, until I can put the time in, I'm not going to do it. Started it on the 1st of December and absolutely hammered it out that month. Really loved it. So.
Sorry.
All right. Nicole, do we need to be alerted?
No, I said hi, foo, and it changed it to goo.
What's up, goo?
Sorry.
No worries. Goo in the house. I just finished Batman Arkham Knight.
Nice.
I really enjoyed that game. I think that right towards the end of it, it actually got a little glitchy, which I was a little surprised because the entire playthrough, it was actually really smooth, never glitched out or no game breaking bugs to where the game actually quit to the dashboard up until like really the final combat mission. It suddenly started having a couple issues and it basically glitched out to the dashboard and kind of froze up. So I was a little bummed by that, but outside of that, that game still holds up great. Yeah. If you like Batman and you haven't played it, this game is like a who's who of Batman. I think you will run into or come across so many different characters from the Batman universe. It's really well done.
So what did you – right, the most popular question with this game is what did you think of the vehicle mechanic, the tank?
That's true. A lot of people
– So. I was okay with the vehicle mechanic, and that's because two real things. One, I did not use the vehicle to traverse the city very much. Okay. I almost always flew used my glide skills.
Yeah.
And secondly, I completely avoided all of the Joker side quest stuff.
I did all the tank missions, but I avoided the Joker stuff. But
they
did get a bit repetitive, and there were a lot of them, the tank missions.
Yes, but agreed. It was just that borderline kind of annoying, and it ended right. And I think probably because the way I was playing it, I got enough of a break between the tank missions. I really stuck to the story mode. And I just completely – every side mission that popped up, I just avoided. And I just went and plowed through the main mission. And now I kind of feel like I have that freedom through game mode. Plus, if I ever want to go back into it, I can just go back in and kind of have some fun with it. I was not overly impressed by the tank stuff. I liked it at first. I mean, it's a cool mechanic. They introduced a way to really kind of get the Batmobile being used. But after probably the third time I did it, I was like, yeah, okay. You know, I'm done with it.
So, I mean, I haven't played this game, but I know a lot of people sort of like said to me that they hated the driving. But what is so bad with the driving in this Batman game?
Well, the driving's not so bad. I think part of it is, one, Gotham City is not exactly a very open city. So it's a lot of tight corners. So when you're driving, you're constantly having to make, you know, your kind of quick turns. And so the driving aspect of it, the car handles okay. It's very arcadey. But you also have this tank mode that happens within the car. So if you pull left trigger, the car transforms into a tank. And it moves very differently than the car mode.
It stretches more than anything, doesn't it?
Yeah. I found myself a number of times when you're in some of these missions where you're trying to chase after a vehicle, depending upon what was going on, the game would actually force you to use the driving mechanic as opposed to using your tank mechanic, which drove me nuts because here I'm like, you know, right behind this car, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm just going to switch to tank and blow the shit out of this vehicle. And even though I would do that, I couldn't blow up the vehicle. But then as right. I'm driving, the little target reticle would, you know, circle in on the vehicle. And then it would say, press B, and it would shoot a missile at the car in front of me and blow it up. And I'm like, okay, really?
The mechanics.
Really? This is how you're going to force
me
to do this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The biggest thing what pissed me off was because the left trigger transformed it into a tank, you were so honed in on racing games where you press the left trigger for brake.
Right.
And
yeah.
That really screwed with me for a long time, but yeah, I really enjoyed it again. The only thing I didn't like about it, I don't want to really do any spoilers, but there's like a sort of like 3/4 way through boss fight where you're in some tunnels. I didn't like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But apart from that, I thought the rest of the game was superb.
Well, it dealt with the vehicles again.
Yeah.
And so it dealt with the weakest part of the game, and it wasn't terribly intuitive when there's a few different boss fights that happen that aren't exactly intuitive on what you need to do. So from that aspect, the game fails a little bit. But, I mean, it's nitpicking. It's a really good game. You know, again, if you're a Batman fan or if you like that kind of Assassin's Creed kind of combat where it's attack and parry, because that's what Batman is. You know, you can't just mash the button as much as I wanted to.
No.
You utilize his gadget belt a lot, and you use it within combat too. And it really pays off when you do it right versus trying to just mash through on the, you know, the attack button.
And there's a lot of variety in that game. So I liked all the Penguin missions and the Two-Face missions. It switches it up quite a lot. Did you do any of them?
There's a ton to that game.
Yeah.
I had started to, and then I realized if I did, this game was going to take me twice as long.
Yeah.
As is, it's a good 20-plus hour game.
Yeah.
So I elected to just stick to the story missions, and when I will go back and play some more of it because I did enjoy my time with it. And it has a game plus mode, so you go back, you've got all your gear, and you can continue fighting on.
Yep.
There's a whole bunch of side missions, too, that start happening, even though you're in kind of the final throes of the game that are telling you about things going on in the city that you might want to address. So it's really well done. And, again, it is a who's who of villains. I mean, they really do bring out almost every villain possible you come across.
So Yolg's been good for you then, Greg, because we got this at launch, didn't we, this game? So
yes.
We've had it quite a long time. So
I
played it and finished it. I didn't really stop playing it. I played it straight away. But, so Yolga's been good for you.
Yeah, I had a hard time getting into this game when it first came out. Kind of like The Witcher 3 with you.
A lot came out at the same time, didn't it?
It did.
There was a lot of good stuff come out.
Yeah. I'm currently now diving back into a little bit of Rebel Galaxy and looking to knock that one off my list as well.
Yeah.
But, all right, well, anybody else want to... Any games you want to bring up, or can we dive into some prediction stuff?
No, go for it. Prediction time, I think.
All right.
I have no clue what I said last year.
So here's the deal. So last year we did our predictions, and we've done this for a number of years now. We've put together a list of predictions that we think or we hope that might come true in the coming year. And And that is it's what we do. And so we're going to grade what we did last year first, and then we will look at this year's predictions and set them in stone and put them in the little time capsule. And this time next year, we'll find out how bad Pedro's did and how spot on Nicole was.
Not at all. Mine's complete sarcasm.
All right. Well, I'm just going to get into it. I've got everything listed here. We've got predictions from myself, Fraser Moores, Robin Tate, Mike Chin, Mark Wright, Nicole Radowski, Kim Woods, and Richard Webster. So here we go. My predictions. So let's see here. For Nintendo, I had two Nintendo predictions. In fact, what I'll do is I'll skip around. We'll have some fun with this. So Nintendo NX will debut, no price, and launch. See, now I have to read my own notes. NX will debut, no price, and launch in spring of 2017. I think that actually is pretty damn good. No price was given still. It debuted, but it has not launched, and it's going to launch in the spring.
Yeah.
That's like a full-on straight-up point there.
Yeah.
Nintendo, the Zelda Wii U game pushed out to coincide with the NX launch, and it's now an NX port. I don't think – did they cancel the Wii U version of Zelda? I think it's still going.
No, because that's why Duke Scaff picked up a Wii U. When it's right. Someone's cheap, used, he picked it up just for Zelda. So if they do, Duke won't be happy.
Yeah, no kidding. But either way, it is coming to the NX. So, again, kind of saying, two for two there. All right. Fraser Moore said, the Wii U will get Zelda this year, but will be the swan song for the Wii U. Well, that didn't happen.
Nope.
He said it will also be for the yeah. Definitely have to go with that. Well done, Mark. Well done. We'll do all Nintendo predictions right now. Let's get the worst out. I'm sorry, the first one out of the way. Robin said for Nintendo, NX not coming in 2016. I think that is a point. Mike Chin said NX comes out in 2016. He says Zelda released on both Wii U and NX and new Mario 3D game. I think we kind of have to give him a no on that, Mark.
Yeah. Oh, you want me to? All right, here we go.
Yeah, you might as well go with this out. All right. Let's see here. Mark Wright. Wright had a guess here. He said Nintendo NX will replace both DS and Wii U and replaces all.
Yeah, that's...
I don't know. We're going to give you the ding.
Yeah, because it's portable and docks.
See, it is replacing the Wii U.
Yeah.
And it is kind of an all-in-one device. However, the DS is still there. So I'm going to give you a half point for that, Mark.
Yeah.
That's a half.
Yeah. Cool. And that's why he's the tyrant, yeah?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Let's see here, Nicole. Nicole, what did you say about Nintendo, Nicole? You said they will continue their own console and will not emulate the PS4 and the Xbox One. I think that's a point. Kim said the NX will launch in 2016. I do love the sound effect for this, by the way. all right, and actually, I apologize. I don't have Richard Webster's predictions. They were just blanks here. So, Rich, sorry.
Denied.
Back up to the top. Mark, you're getting pretty good at that. I dare say you're starting to give Duke a bit of a run for their money.
Oh, don't encourage Duke, him, Greg.
Duke is a master. He can pull things on the fly. I can't. If you're not on my soundboard, you ain't getting them.
fair enough. All right. Let's move over to Microsoft. That's what I had next on the list here. So I said a slim version officially unveiled. No price. Official price drop in 2016. I don't even know what to make of that, but we did get a new slim version.
Yeah, but
half point.
Yeah, I'm going to say half point because they did do a price drop on the original.
Right. All right. I said, well, this is definitely not boding well for me. Well, wait, maybe. Halo Wars and Crackdown will both be given as Games with Gold games prior to Halo Wars 2 and Crackdown 3 releases. But that's not right because those games did not come out.
Nope.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, low that bit.
Fraser Moore said Xbox won't gain ground on the PS4. And so the PS4 will maintain its lead, and indies will define Xbox this year more than AAA.
I think he's wrong there, isn't it? Because didn't Xbox take the lead for 4 months solid?
Well, they did take the lead for 4 months, but they certainly didn't gain overall for the year. So he kind of gets that. However, this notion of indies will define the Xbox this year more than AAA. No. Maybe half point for
half
this.
Half point, yeah. He's Canadian also.
Yeah, like these points really matter, by the way. let's see. Robin Tate said Microsoft will get a slim with no disk drive. He was almost there, and then he threw in the no disk drive.
Yeah. Half point.
Okay, Mark being generous.
Well, he was right about the slim, wasn't he?
He was. He was right about the slim. Mike Chin, Gears 4 will be badly received, Metacritic 75 and below. Mm-hmm. Halo Wars 2 will be delayed until 2017. Half point.
Half point, yeah.
Yep, half point there to Mike Chin. Totally wrong on Gears of War 4, just for the record. Mark Wright, this character Mark Wright said, DLC exclusivity for Destiny 2 and launch this year. Major Nelson leaves in 2016 and retires.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, I
believe that's a big fat zero, Mark. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Nicole, you said...
Still on my Xbox.
Nicole, you said Microsoft will continue the AAA releases with backwards compatibility title offerings, and a new Windows laptop will be offered with device connectivity. I don't know about the laptop part of it, although you can say Windows 10 now ties into Xbox.
With the Play Anywhere,
well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so
partly,
I'm inclined to give Nicole a point.
Yeah. Yeah, the idea was there, wasn't it? Having cross-platform, cross-saves and everything, yeah.
And they certainly have continued the AAA releases with the backwards compatibility offerings.
Yep.
All right. Well done, Nicole.
Kim. Guess on my part.
Yeah. Kim said the Elite controller will finally be enough in supply to buy off the shelf. I believe that is the case. Although that, Kim, for the record, that was a little weak on the prediction. That leaves us back now to Sony. My first bold prediction, The Last Guardian will not get released in 2016. I was close. 1 month away, damn it. I said PSVR gets a $499 price tag for the holiday launch. Technically, I was right because you know you had to have the camera and the Wiimotes with it, and that was $499.
Right, okay, yeah. Sorry, I was thinking pounds because it was £350.
Well, it was $399 without the camera and without the Wiimotes, but if you had to put the motes together and then you had all the right camera, and it was $499.
I didn't know you had to use Nintendo Wiimotes with it.
Yeah, it's a new thing.
You mean the play thing?
No, I'll take a goose egg for it because technically it was $3.99.
Yeah.
That's okay. All right, Sony, for Fraser, he said, No Man's Sky will flop and not live up to the hype. Booyah. That's a big...
They should get a bonus point for that one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That one's...
yeah,
spot on there.
Let's see. Robin said PS Now will become included with PS Plus. That did not happen.
No, I don't think that will ever happen.
No.
Which, it'd be nice if it did, but I can't see that happening.
It would. It would. Let's see. Mike Chin said a sequel to The Order will be announced. That didn't happen.
No. And I really wanted that to happen as well.
I'm not going to say anything anymore about that.
Yeah, don't. Please don't.
Mark, do you remember what you said about Sony, Mark?
Nope.
You said they are going to announce a new Infamous game this year, but it will release in 2017. And then you had a second part, a new PS4 1 terabyte slim model. It's quieter, slightly different shape for the holiday.
Yeah, I got that bit.
So, half point. I mean, at least a half point.
And then, yeah, because that was two predictions. I should have gone with God of War, shouldn't I? I should have gone with God of War. Because that was announced at E3, wasn't it? With a remake. Well, not remake.
That, but yeah. You would have been sitting pretty. But we'll give you a point for that. I think that's solid. And then let's see. Nicole, do you know who you predicted? Which I think everybody and their mother wanted this to happen. Oh, you said Sony will finally allow name changes.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. No, that did not happen.
No, unfortunately. Still do not get why
that shit.
He's completely back, isn't it?
Kim scored on her next prediction. She said the PSVR will be priced cheaper than the Oculus Rift. And that leaves just some PC predictions. So here we go. For me, I said HTC Vive will finally get a price, and the complete kit will be more than Oculus with its $599 price tag.
It would have fought you.
It was pretty expensive. And then I said Half-Life 3 will get an E3 tease. That didn't happen. New. Fraser Moore said PC will take a step back to consoles, but still benefit from pricing. Steam will make better on security by stepping up the efforts in 2016. Didn't Steam get hacked this year? I don't know. But they definitely PC definitely felt like it took a step back to console gaming this year. I think that's pretty safe to say. Anybody going to back me on this?
I don't know.
Or do you not want Fraser?
I think PC gaming's as strong as it ever was.
Indie stuff is massive, isn't it?
Yeah.
All these little games people play. I know Stardew Valley's now out on the Xbox, but little games like that, I was really envious that I didn't have
The latest one we're playing on Twitch is RimWorld or something. There's loads playing that.
Yeah.
My bad then. Mark, can you please play the denied sound?
Denied.
Well done. He also said that that Sony would release an Elite DS4. There have been a few pro DS4s that have been created, but they are not from Sony.
No, but unofficial, aren't they?
No, they are not. They are not official.
So is that a fail or a half point? Or?
That's a fail. That's a fail. All right, Robin. Robin said Oculus will sell well at launch, but slow sales will tail off as 2016 goes on. Now, this is a tough one to – I mean, I believe they sold out of their initial offering, so I guess he's kind of right.
And Facebook bought them.
Yeah, no. I think Oculus certainly is not lighting the world on fire right now. I think we can safely say VR is not lighting the world on fire right now. But we can give Robin a point on that. Let's see. Mike Chin had a whole bunch of nonsense here. He said a new Rockstar game and its sequel to an old IP. Nothing came out, so this was ambiguous. Did he say it was going to be announced? Was it going to be actually launched? So I'll give him half point because we know Red Dead Redemption 2 did come out for announcement. And he said Shadows of Mordor 2, which that did not happen.
No, that's a shame as well because that was a good game.
It was indeed. Mark, you said Oculus is going to struggle and developer support leaves the Oculus Rift. I'm inclined to give you a point on this because Oculus has had all kinds of problems with PR of late. They had the whole, Palmer Luckey debacle where developers literally said, we're not going to support this device anymore unless you get rid of him. So,
and there was a lot of,
that's Oculus struggling.
Yeah. There was a lot of, struggle between the Vive and the Oculus where you could we wouldn't allow their games to run on their equipment and everything, wouldn't they? There was a big hoo-ha over that. So, yeah.
Yeah. And then, Nicole, you said Oculus is going to be overwhelmed with demand. The market will be saturated by knockoff versions of VR. That hurts the market. And PCs promoted VR as VR ready. And I'm inclined to actually give you a point for this as well, because technically they were overwhelmed by their demand of the initial launch. They couldn't get the Oculus Rift out to people properly. And then in terms of we've seen a ton of different VR VR sets that were announced over this past year. There's like 6 or 7 that were announced that are going to be Windows compatible. That was back in November timeframe. And, you know, PCs being promoted as VR ready absolutely is happening.
Yeah, every sort of like major PC retailer, you'll see the VR ready logo on to try push them. Yeah.
Yeah. So and rounding it out, Miss Kim Woods, she said Steam will get a UI makeover. That didn't happen.
No. No, they already had big picture mode, didn't they? So yeah, no, that's
it. Yep, yep. I think they got their UI makeover as it.
That sound just cracks me up.
I know, it's pretty good. All right, well, I won't bother tallying up scores, but let's
I won.
Just say,
it's all good.
clearly, Pedro's won.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, let's.
That was a big deal, that's why.
You are a big deal, my friend, and you're such a big deal. We will let you do your prediction first. Are you sure you're ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Are you sure?
Yeah, definitely. Born ready.
All right.
How do you want to do?
Who do you want to do first? Who do you want to do?
We're doing eight categories.
We can do the Nintendo. Yeah, we'll do go round robin. But
we go round robin. Okay, what do you guys want to start with then?
This is your call.
Okay, Sony then.
Time, buddy.
All right, Sony it is. Prediction, Tom White. Viva la Pedros.
First prediction for Sony, I reckon the PS Pro will have a price drop around the Scorpio release. That would be my first one. And a lack of game for the PSVR will see it struggle and not be well received by the end of 2017.
Ooh. All right. Some juicy stuff. That certainly makes a lot of sense in terms of the price drop. That would be a very strategic thing to do. Nicole, let's hear your Sony prediction.
It's pretty much the same difference. Well, I said that they're going to do another price drop. That's giving it the much-needed boost to surpass Xbox and its new toy that's coming out. The Scorpio, by the way. That would be the toy.
Right. Gotcha. I like that.
Well, that's for, you know. What? Come on, screen.
Come on, screen.
Well, I can't.
Let's see here.
You got really small. But I do have something else on Sony, but it's more VR related, so I'm going to wait and just put that in my other notables.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Let me give Kim's real quick. Kim said PlayStation PS Pro will drop in price so the PlayStation can stay ahead when Scorpio releases. And then she also said God of War will release this year. Kim playing it very safe on the last one. Mark, what did you say for Sony? Yeah,
well, I've gone against the grain. I've actually put God of War, they will announce that it's been officially delayed by at least 6 months. I think we're going to have a bit of the Drive Club debacle, and a lot of Sony games this year have had delays, so I think it's going to get delayed by a minimum of 6 months.
All right. Robin Tate, he threw in his PlayStation prediction, PlayStation Pro style controller. I'm assuming he means the Elite. And then he said the PS Pro will drop to $300 before the Scorpio releases. So, a $100 price drop.
That's pretty ballsy.
Is it meaning dollars or pounds?
I'm taking it as dollars because I don't see the little pound symbol.
Right, because the Pro at the moment's $350 here, so that'll be a £50 drop.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Yeah, for me, and we also have Fraser's here. Let's do Fraser's real quickly. Fraser said Death Stranding will not arrive this year. Shocking.
Yeah. Yeah,
rumors of Kojima exceeding
totally
budget and
that.
Out of control start to surface. That's all very plausible.
Yep.
And I will also say a little bit safe on the Canadians part. Kojima spending a lot of money to make a game. Not a shock at all. He said PSVR 2.0 will be announced. It'll be PS Pro only, to the cries of many fanboys. PSVR 2.0. That is a bold prediction.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said PlayStation announces backwards compatibility for PS2, but not PS3 games. Okay. All right. So they're going to bring back PS2 games to the PlayStation 4 via backwards compatibility. I like it. All right. I said for Sony, Killzone. There will be a new Killzone game this year. And I said PSVR will not get an official or permanent price cut all year long. So it's just going to stay the course. All right. Tom, that means we're back to you.
Okay. Should we go Microsoft?
Well, I think we can go Microsoft.
Let's do Microsoft. I kept mine very safe and thin on the ground with this one. I did these this afternoon, so it was a bit of a struggle. I put the Scorpio will definitely be released in November and come out at £450 or $500 is what I'm guessing. And I don't think there will be a Kinect included with the core bundle. I think that
really, really going out on a limb there, aren't you, Tom?
I know. This is what I'm saying. It's like
Kinect is dead, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, all right. Fair enough. Fair enough. That's very safe. I'm predicting likely Tom is going to get part of that right for sure. Nicole, what did you say for Microsoft?
I think he cheated off my notes. That's what I thought. That's what I'm thinking, because that's twice now. I said Scorpio will be
you'll
full
have to go,
hype.
You'll have to go first next time. I've already copied.
Well, he'll already have copied, because he'll just repeat what I say.
Okay, that's better. I'll change mine to that now.
But I said Scorpio will be full of hype and come out of the gates hot and ready to run the full race, and will give PlayStation a run for its money, but will fall short of the finish line, mostly due to its price point. So, it'll be the new big bad toy, but it's not going to make the sales that they hope it will because of the price. And with PlayStation predicted to drop its price, people are going to be more economical, I think.
Okay. Nicole, predicting doom and gloom.
Sorry.
All right, let's see. What did Robin put for Microsoft? Robin said backwards compatibility for Xbox original games will come this year. And he said Scorpio launch games, Minecraft 2, Crackdown, and Sea of Thieves.
Minecraft 2?
Yeah. Minecraft 2, that would be big.
I need to pull that one. Yeah, I need to put that one down in the foot. Nah, maybe not.
Yeah, I have a hard time seeing that one. You think about it. I mean, on one hand, it makes a ton of sense, right? Minecraft 2, they can make it exclusive finally. But on the other hand, the reason why Minecraft sells so well is because it's more like a platform now. It's not just a game. It's this whole, you know, thing. And I think creating a sequel, I think hurts it.
But if you bring out, seriously though, Minecraft 2, that's just like printing money. It doesn't even need to be that different, I wouldn't imagine. People would just buy it.
They make the grass blue. Minecraft 2. Yeah.
They would just literally, they could bring out like a skin. People would buy it.
Let's see here. Kim said Scorpio will release at $399. That's a price point I think everybody would love. That'd
be good.
And she said more games will be in the Play Anywhere program. Kim, this is the limb, and you are right there. Out on the limb.
She had a wedding to go to, remember?
I know. I'm giving her a hard time. Fraser Moore is the Canadian who is currently busy curling his hair, for the record. he said Microsoft will launch backwards compatibility for original Xbox games. Crackdown 3 will arrive, and it will be bad. And then he said Microsoft will team up with another VR supplier for Scorpio release. Okay. All right. Mark, what did you say for Microsoft?
I think Fraser has been looking at my notes. I put Microsoft will announce this year a partnership with Oculus Rift with the release of Scorpio, and there will be bundles available holiday to 2017 for the Scorpio and Rift together.
Okay. All right. I think we're all – well, actually, no. Yeah, no. I have that something similar in a different section. I said Xbox One S will have its price reduced to $249 U.S. officially in time for E3. So right now I think it's sitting at $279. They just did an official price drop. It'll drop again in time for E3, $249, and that will make it easily $150 cheaper than when it comes out. When Scorpio comes out.
Yeah.
That's my soft prediction on Scorpio. But I also said a new MechAssault game is going to get announced this year.
Oh,
if
I
it
would
doesn't,
love
I
that.
I would be angry. Want this to happen. And I know Phil Spencer's listening. That's one of his favorite games. It needs to happen.
I love MechAssault. That was one of my favorite games.
It's a great game.
Amen.
All right. Nicole, let's turn the tables on Tom. Why don't you give us your Nintendo prediction first?
Okay. I said that the new Nintendo Switch will come out swinging for the fence and hit a home run, making it the surprise of the year, but due to lack of third-party support, will fall flat on its cute little handheld face, making it fall just short of reaching home plate. So it'll do really good right out of the gate and then kind of peter off.
Not hit projected.
So it hits the triple, but it can't hit the home run.
No.
All right. So sure. Pedros, let's hear your copycat answer.
Well, I've got a few here. Okay. I was just sort of like writing notes down. Okay. So first I put for Nintendo that I thought you'd see a new Mario Kart announced and a new Splatoon. A sequel for the new console.
That would be cute.
That's solid stuff there.
Yes.
I'd put the Switch sales to not make a big splash. But there'll be complaints of battery life of the handheld part of the Switch. I can see that being an issue for people once they get their hands on this. I can see this people really moaning about it. They did with the Wii U, battery life of the gamepad. So I can see similar sort of things going on. And then I also think that the Zelda game will not be ready for the launch of this console. Which a
so
lot
Zelda's
people...
going to be delayed again, basically.
Yeah, because they've held off for this console, for the Switch. I don't think it'll be ready in time.
Okay, so now I'm going to do a little clarification here with you, only because in the past, Nintendo has said launch is basically a three-month window.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, when the Switch gets here, it won't be there.
Okay, so it won't be your day one launch.
Day one. Won't be a day one game.
Okay.
I can't see it happening.
All right. Okay. Let's see. Who do we have here? Robin. Robin said, Switch will have online party chat and multiplayer and will be a premium service like Gold and PlayStation Network, but poorly implemented.
Yeah,
I could see that.
I can see that. Yeah, it's a good shout.
It says Zelda will be poorly received, much hoped for, much less delivered. Wow. So Zelda bombing, basically, is Robin's prediction.
A lot riding on it.
Yeah. I know many, many Nintendo fans that will be very, very upset if that actually comes true. Kim Wood said, Switch will start out strong, but ultimately fizzle. Wow, there's a theme going on here with the Switch predictions. And real quickly, Fraser, Nintendo Switch will not be powerful enough for third parties. Some major publishers will not support it. And he said a major game launch for another device will be announced, not iOS, new handheld announced. Single screen. So I'm trying to make a kind of heads or tails of this one. So he said a major game for another device will be announced, not iOS though. So maybe he's saying an Android exclusivity version. Maybe Nintendo does an Android device game. Or maybe they put their one of their games out on the consoles, the PS4 and the Xbox. Yeah. I think that's what he's trying to say there. Mm-hmm. And then he said a new handheld will be announced, but it'll be a single screen, not a dual screen. And that kind of makes sense, especially if you think about Switch and you start creating this ecosystem. But then why have a Switch?
Yeah.
All right, Mark, what did you say for Nintendo?
I didn't do a Switch prediction because I thought that was the most obvious thing to go for. I went for something different. I went for that they will release more games on iOS like they did with Mario Run, possibly using franchises like Kirby, Donkey Kong or Zelda. So there might be a Donkey Kong run or a Zelda run type thing. So I think that's going to happen.
That'd be cute.
I think that's a very, very big possibility given the success they had with the Nintendo release on iOS.
I downloaded that game, but then like played it for 5 minutes and was like, oh, same stupid shit over and over again. I'm done.
Yeah, I did the first three levels. I didn't want to spend £10 on it, so I deleted it. Fraser has bought it straight away and he's played hours of it.
I bought it. I've played a lot of it.
Yeah.
Have you seen the reviews on the iOS?
People
2.5 stars.
Wow. Oh, 2.5. Really?
2.5 stars on the store. Yeah. The main gripe is that you only get three levels, and then people are moaning about it. So it's not a legitimate 2.5 star. I think it's a bit like when people were giving thumbs down for the trailer of Call of Duty on YouTube when it came out. It was, I think people know about it, so they're all doing it.
I think when Fraser explained it to me more, there is more replay value in it than I thought there was. Whereas every time you complete it, there's another collectible to get. But yeah. If you like that sort of thing, if you like Mario, then you're going to love it, aren't you?
Yeah.
I've enjoyed
it. True. That's true.
Yeah. So for me, Nintendo, I said the Switch is going to launch at $250. And I said that Mario Kart, a new Mario Kart game will be announced at E3 for Nintendo. So I probably should make that part of my E3 predictions as well when we get to that. Make sure I'm consistent. all right. Let's go with this theme of not letting Tom copy people. Mark.
Yeah.
let's talk about your PC predictions. What did you predict for PC?
I went for Red Dead Redemption 2 will come to PC, unlike the first Red Dead Redemption game, which never came to PC.
That would make a lot of PC gamers happy.
They haven't said it yet, have they? They've just teased it. They haven't said it's coming to PC. I reckon they'll announce it's coming to PC.
Yeah, I have to think, with Grand Theft Auto finally making its way to PC and doing so well, this is a really good prediction. All right, Tom, what did you copy Mark with?
Right, exactly the same thing, yeah. That's not. I put that there's going to be a new revised version of the Oculus Rift to be out on the PC, and I think they're going to bring it out at a more consumer-friendly price.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Try. If they don't do it, I can't see that people are going to jump into the VR world, so I think they're going to try and make it more attractive for people if they want to push that, otherwise I think VR might die.
All right. Okay. And then I just realized through all of this, like going up and down on my screen, I totally skipped over Rich's predictions. Sorry, Rich. Getting him up to speed. So he said for Sony, new AAA first party IP announced, taking advantage of PS4 Pro. Wow, Rich, really way to go out on a limb on that one. Microsoft new Halo announced for Xbox One and PC. That's actually a little bit surprising given we've got Halo Wars 2 coming this year. And he said Nintendo, new Mario game announced for holiday 2017, releasing on the Switch. And then finally, his favorite platform, the PC. Rich said Bethesda Game Studios, new game announced, not Elder Scrolls or Fallout. So new big game, not either one of those. Okay. And he does have a quick mention, Sega. Sonic Mania sells at least 1 million copies first month.
I thought he was going to say one copy then.
One copy.
It didn't go down right well at EGX.
Let's see. Robin here real quickly on the PC front is non-existent. Robin did not give us any PC predictions. So, Nicole, what did you say for PC?
You have my notes in front of you.
I know I do.
I said I have nothing. PC will continue to dive and consoles will rise. I was taking the piss.
I know, but you could put your VR, your VR comment can go in this one.
Okay, so yeah, for VRs, I said that since this is becoming a thing, I figured I might as well make a prediction about it. And since they're kind of the new kid on the block, they're still not going to be allowed to sit at the popular kids' table. Though we, the consumers, will get a few super cool experiences, it's not going to be enough to make VRs as mainstream as developers are hoping. And Sony will continue to strive to be the popular kid out of all the VRs, and they will be ahead of the game. Oculus Rift and the HTC Vive will continue to struggle. Oculus, moreover, because it's owned by Facebook, and they don't understand its potential.
Okay. You know, you actually kind of raised an interesting question. I'll kind of throw this out to the table real quickly. So with VR, we know Sony will be at E3 touting VR. Is anybody else, you mean, does either Oculus or Vive, do they come to E3 this year and do an actual onstage keynote? Do we see them take that big step?
I think they need to keep it alive. Like Peds was saying, if they don't step in now, it's going to just peter out and die a death.
Yep.
I think they need to do it, not so much for the consumer. I think they need to do it so that the developers get
the
excited
industry,
about it.
Yeah,
because if no devs go forward, if there's no games to play on these things, then no one's going to win.
Yeah.
So.
That's pretty much why the Wii U died, isn't it?
Yeah, same thing. Yeah. I like my Wii U, but the third party didn't want to support it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. All right, well, everybody else didn't give any other PC stuff except for me. So last prediction, I said Oculus announces a new low-end VR headset coming out this year, and it'll be compatible with the Xbox One Scorpio. And then I said Valve will tease Half-Life 3, and then they will announce. the tease is going to just be that, just a tease that leads into a VR experience created around the Half-Life universe, but it's just a VR experience.
Right.
So, there you go. That's our predictions. Lock them in.
I have my notables, too.
Oh, sorry. We cannot forget your notables, Nicole. No. How can I possibly
forget? But only simply because a couple of them already mentioned it. So, that's like, except for the Pokemon thing. But that Red Dead was going to be delayed, and that there was going to be a Halo 6 announced. Rich and I are kind of on the same page with that Halo announcement thing.
You know, that's probably a pretty good prediction. I bet we do hear about Halo 6 at E3.
And then finally, that developers are going to try and ride on the coattails of this Pokemon Go thing and create mobile games that emulate that game style. Since
I'm surprised we haven't already started to see it.
Honestly, I'm right there with you because it is. I mean, the amount of people that are addicted to it is crazy. And I can imagine all the different ways you could go with certain developers with particular popular games, current popular games that would fit in that little genre. And then I also have a prediction that the more powerful gaming consoles and that we're doing, developers are going to be taking newer and more creative risks, and that will increase the price of games. Maybe it's by a buck or two or $5 or whatever, but still, they're going to start.
More doom and gloom from you, Nicole.
I know. It's not that. If you look at the market, the way the market works, as soon as we started getting Xbox, the newer Xbox and the new PlayStation, the games went up to $60. And here we are doing the same thing again, and we're doing this in 4K now. And
well,
so
I'm trying to think. If I think about the price points of games so far, I want to say they were back with the Xbox and the PlayStation 2. And again, this is just for the U.S., mind you. I know much of the rest of the world had very different pricing than we did. But all of our games in that era, I want to say they were $49.99. right in that, you know, that frame, and then they jumped up to $59.99 with the 360 and the PS3. But they've held that price point, at least the sticker price point. And that's I think where you kind of have to say, well, okay, what is the true cost of the game? Because we have all these season passes now, we have all this DLC content. And so you could safely say that the actual price of, say, Battlefield 1 isn't just, you know, $59.99. It's $59.99 plus $29.99 for their season pass. I think that's the price of it. I could be totally wrong. But, you know, the price of that game is probably closer to $100 than it is $60. So, yeah.
They are doing that already. And, like, look at Battlefield. And the DLC for Destiny. I couldn't get a break on the DLC for Destiny this year. They wouldn't bring the price down. You had to get some stupid bundle for crap I already had. You couldn't get that Iron Banner or whatever all on its own. You had to get that bundle. Well, I don't need that stupid bundle. You know, I'll pay you $10 just to get me the one I want, not $30 or $40 for some crap that I don't already need because I have it. So they're already doing that kind of to us.
Yeah. The other thing that I think we're going to see an increase in, and it's a prediction that I don't want to come true, but it's that we're going to start seeing more and more developers and publishers offering up early access as a pre-order bonus. I think it's proving to be pretty successful.
Yeah. They've done it with Forza recently, haven't they? And they did it with Gears as well.
They did it with Battlefield 1.
Yeah.
I think Call of Duty had it. And sadly, it works.
Yeah, they know that people are going to go out and spend. They can get top bucks straight up, don't they?
Yep.
Yeah.
But if you wait 3 weeks, you'll get it in a sale.
True. This is all making Robin feel very good about his Yolog thing because he's said that so many times now. Just wait a few weeks. You'll get it on sale. It won't impact your budget that much. But I need it now, Robin. I need it now. I need the new and shiny right now.
Yeah,
we want to smell that new game code.
I smell the ink on that
yes. All right. Mark, do we have we don't have any speak pipes, correct?
No, I've checked. We haven't got any.
All right. Good to know. What we do have, my fine friends, is some trivia.
All right.
Kicking off the new season, Now, we're going to kick it off this week. Jason Johnson sent us in a trivia. And so we have to start the trivia this week. That's just a given. So here we go. This is season 3.
Yeah, I'm getting
heads, you're in on the ground floor. You could take the lead.
This.
I know.
Yep.
Here we go. So,
does he have our show notes?
Yeah, I've got mine.
He does. So okay. In the show notes, in and around trivia, I
added it.
You're adding it in. Thank you, Nicole.
Yes.
So what will happen here, we're going to have multiple choices to each of these questions. You'll type your answer in our show notes so I see your answers and then lock you in, and then we'll reveal what the actual answer is. There we go.
That's not how it works.
Here we go. First trivia question. In the world of Dragon Age, who are the only ones that can stop a blight? In the world of Dragon Age.
Where's Kim?
Who can stop a blight? Is it A,
Kim,
the Inquisition, B, the Circle of Magi, C, the Templars, or D, the Grey Wardens? In Dragon Age, who are the only ones who can stop a blight? I'll repeat the answers real quickly, and then I'll ask you to lock in. Is it A, the Inquisition, B, the Circle of Magi, C, the Templars, or D, the Grey Wardens? Please give me your answers now.
Ooh,
all right, so we have three different answers.
Ooh.
So Peds has said it's the Inquisition. Nicole has said it's the Grey Wardens. And Mark has said it is the Circle of the Magi. One of you is correct. And the answer is the Grey Wardens. Nicole comes out swinging.
Because I'm also doing this right now for my yog.
I knew it was either B or D. Nice one.
I'll just get if in doubt. Press
Kim, Kim coincidentally just sent me a text message saying you're all amateurs.
All right. Well, that
here we go. Second question. How many years ago? Wait, sorry. I have to read this again. Okay.
Sometime today.
Sorry. I'm not familiar with this. So this is one that I'm not familiar with. I apologize. I had to reread this for a second. So here we go. Here's the question. How many years has ACDQ been going on? And sorry, AGDQ, which is Awesome Games Done Quick. How many years has Awesome Games Done Quick been going on?
What the fuck is Awesome Games Done Quick?
I've never heard of it.
I don't know either. All right. How many years has Awesome Games Done Quick been going on? Jason Johnson's stumping us all. Is it A, 4 years?
He's making it out, isn't
he? B, 7 years? C, 6 years? Or D, 5 years? How many years has Awesome Games Done Quick been going on? 4 years, 7 years, 6 years, or 5 years? Please give me your answers now.
We all picked different ones again.
And again, three different answers. And I can tell you with 100% certainty, nobody got this right.
I'm still in the lead.
What I can do is actually bring some clarity to this. Apparently, it is 7 years, but it's 7 years of speed running games and raising money for charity, and it starts tomorrow. Well done, Jason Johnson. That is a timely piece of trivia. Awesome Games Done Quick. Speed running games going on for 7 years. Speed running for charity. No better cause. All right. Thank you, Jason Johnson, for that trivia and for stumping the panel with the last one.
Yeah.
I think we all feel a little bit like assholes right now because we didn't know that. All right. Where do we go from here, Nicole? Should we talk about all the games coming out?
Sure.
Yeah.
Would you like me to discuss all two of them? All right. The amazing and wonderful releases for January 7th through January 13th of 2017 are, drumroll, Hatsune Miku Project Diva Future Tone for PS4 on January 10th, and Rise and Shine Xbox One PC January 13th. That's it. We're done.
And finish. Is Hatsune Miku, is that the pigeon dating simulator game? Or am I confusing that with something else?
No, I'm
like, that just piqued my interest.
I'm like, pigeon dating game?
No, I don't think it is. I think that's a Japanese anime thing because there's a lag member with that name as a gamer tag. Gary knows. So.
All right. The Pigeon Simulator dating game, by the way, it's not really a pigeon simulator game. What I understand is apparently it's like this post-apocalyptic world where you're like the lone human left and birds have basically evolved. And so they're now the primary rulers of Earth. And being the lone human left, you still kind of fit in. And so you are going through high school. Yeah, this just sounds horrible.
So it's an aviary bestiality game, or
pretty much
a bird version of Planet of the Apes.
basically, yeah. Yes.
But not a bad summer.
Teflon's just confirmed the pigeon dating game is Hatterful Boyfriend.
Gotcha. Thank
Hatsune Miku is a virtual pop star in Japan. This guy knows his shit.
Also known as a pigeon dating simulator. all right. Mark, why don't you talk about the freebies we can get this month? And freebie is as in the things we pay for.
Yeah, with your subscription costs with Xbox, Games with Gold for January, they will give you World of Van Helsing Death Trap. That's available for the full month of January. From the 16th of January to 15th of Feb, you can get Killer Instinct Season 2 Ultra Edition. And I get to play this. Combo Breaker! Not played that for a long time. And also, this has been going since the December 16th. You've got another 2 weeks to get this until the 15th of January. And it is the scary ass game Outlast. I know Richard Natras likes this game. He did exactly the same as me. He got in the building, opened the first door, got shit scared out of him, and turned it off.
I didn't get that far. I'm way too much of a pussy to play those games.
I'm with you.
And for Xbox 360, which is also backward compatible, we have The Cave, which is available for the whole of January, and Rayman Origins from the 16th to 31st of January. Sorry, no, The Cave is until the 15th, sorry. The 1st to the 15th, sorry. On the PlayStation, PS Plus for January 2017, Day of the Tentacle remastered on PS4 and PS Vita. I'm actually quite interested in that. I've heard a lot of good things about the story on that. It's quite an old game, isn't it? This War of Mine, The Little Ones on PS4. Blaze Rush on PS3. The Swindle on PS3, PS4 and Vita. Titan Souls on Vita and PS4, and Ascend 2 on Vita. And that's the freebies for this month.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Sign up for your subscription and get your free games.
Talking of free games, Greg, right quick, can I just butt in a sec? I've got quite a few Steam codes for quite a few different games. I've got 7 different games to give away.
Okay.
So I want to give one away each week to the Shatters, to sort of like thank them for being live listeners.
All right. Okay.
So there's a few people
in the chat right now.
Yeah.
I think their ears should be perking up.
Yeah. So how are we going to do this, Greg? What's the best way to give one of these away? Anyone got a question we can ask? I should have prepared, shouldn't I, really?
Yeah, this would have been good to ask me ahead of time, saying, hey, Greg, can you think of a question so we can, you know, ask the Shatters.
Ask them how much the current Oculus Rift is.
Right, okay. So first person to tell us how much the Oculus Rift is currently will win a Steam code of their choice as well. I'll give you a choice of which one you want.
You better Google that as well, Mark.
Yeah. You know, Nick.
All right.
I'm Googling.
Yeah. Anyway, so we can carry on now, and then we should have asked Teflon. We can carry on with the show, and then as soon as someone pops that in there.
All right. But it's important to reiterate the question, though, Mark. We want to know if you can say in the chat, if you're listening right now, what the current price of the Oculus Rift is, how much that is, U.S. dollars, then you will win a Steam code. And I will say right now, somebody named Star for Help did not get it correct.
No, and maybe it's the official price as well.
Right, the official price.
Yeah.
You can throw another entry in.
Yeah.
I'm not going to care. all right, but we will keep going. Just keep an eye out for that. And you know, maybe we'll reiterate the question as we go along here until somebody gets it right. All right. So we've been doing this thing. We've been talking about it a little bit over the podcast, YALG. People are probably like, what in the world are you talking about? So that is it's an acronym for the Year of Living Gamejurously, which our very own Robin Tate, Bongo the Sane, thought of. And the explanation behind this is simple. We all have a pile of shame. We all have these games that we have been buying because they've been having sales. We've just bought it because we like the new and shiny. And then lo and behold, we get sidetracked with life, with other games, and we don't play these games to finish. We have all of these games that are piling up in our pile of shame. And so this year, we have set out to play 30 games or as close to it as possible, whatever your list of games are, your dirty 30, your dirty list of games. We're going to play them, and we are going to limit the amount of new games we buy. And we set a budget, and most people have set a budget right around £100, $120, somewhere in there. And that is your budget for the year. You can't go over it. You try to stick to it. And you get through your back catalog. So you're playing games you haven't played in a while. You're playing Batman Arkham Knight. You're playing Fallout 4. You're finishing these games like The Witcher 3. You know, you're actually going in and playing games that you kind of had left for dead. And so that's it. It's that simple. And when you do that, then you get to jump on Twitter, because that's what everybody does when they finish a game. You jump on Twitter and you send to the podcast at OC Podcast. You finish this game. You want to put in there hashtag victory achieved, and most importantly, hashtag YOLG. And that'll tell us you beat another game off of your list. Put in a little picture of yourself, you know, a friendly little snapshot of your face with the game behind you that you just beat. And we'll give you a shout out on the podcast and give you some love there. And then, of course, we're tracking everybody that has signed up. And if you want to jump onto it late, it's okay. You can start this whenever. So don't be afraid to start it up now. Reach out to Bongo the Sane at Bongo the Sane on Twitter. Tell him you would love to join the Yolog. All right. So I'm going to now read through a number of individuals that have finished games recently. This was updated as of today. So here we go. Jay Nezzi finished Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. Also, these are all off of the Yolog list. So everybody on here, huge props. They are getting back into playing games that they didn't think they were going to finish, or they put onto a list to make sure they finished. Andy Bandwagon, he finished The Vanishing of Ethan Carter. Bongo the Sane finished Gears of War 4. Ring God Zippo finished Grand Theft Auto 5. PG Tip 77 finished Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. Chopper Kelly 1 finished Limbo. Kevin Fay, 1985, finished Battlefield 4 and Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, getting in his fair share of first-person shooters. Pilch Reed finished Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons. What a great game. Loved that game. Spug Note. Wow. Oof. Spug Nothusen. Sure. Sorry for mispronouncing the name if I did. He or she finished Hugh. Pilch Reed finished Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remastered. Chris MJW finished Spec Ops The Line. Dastardly Jabby finished Assassin's Creed Chronicles Syndicate. Some guy named Murphy's Law finished Batman Arkham Knight. John Lavallee finished Journey. Mr. Miyagi 1984 finished Dragon Age 2. Awesome Rob 29 finished Abzu. I've heard really good things, by the way, about Abzu. I'm so tempted to pick it up. Teflon 12 finished Battlefield 1. No One Stuntmaster finished Call of Duty Ghosts. Chinny 1985 finished Mafia 3 and every side quest, I might add. And then we had a bunch of other people finishing games. By the way, you don't have to be just on the Yolog campaign to send these in to us, because we do have a Victories Achieved contest. I should have made mention of this. So every time you finish a game, you're going to be put into a contest to potentially win $20 in either PSN, Xbox Live, or Steam Bucks. And if Nintendo ever does something, maybe Nintendo Bucks. So Rain God Zippo finished Inside. It was not part of his Yolog list, but he finished it anyway. Big Bad Daddy finished Firewatch. Stulek 52 finished Wolfenstein The Old Blood.
I've started that for my Yolg. It's a good game.
Yes, it
is. I started one of the Wolfensteins. I don't remember which one.
They're fun. Rock Finch 1983 finished Lego Marvel Super Heroes. Amaras 89 finished Sherlock Holmes The Devil's Daughter. And Teflon 12, the man we all love, finished Final Fantasy 15. The greatest game I will never play.
He gets a victory achieved for pushing a car.
He does get a victory achieved. You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have a victory's achieved. Nicole loves that sound effect.
I do. It's not me. So of course I do.
All right. Tom.
Yes.
This is your moment.
Okay.
This is the rookie indoctrination time. This is where we get you to go through our closing notes.
Okay.
Take us home, Tom, and then get us to shout outs, and then we'll take it from there.
Is this in the notes, is it?
This is the very bottom. This is the last most important thing you possibly can do, Tom.
Da-da-da-da.
The world literally could collapse if you don't do this. This is important stuff.
Okay. Closing notes. Be a part of the conversation as we broadcast weekly on twitch.tv/OC podcast at 11 PM UK time, 3 PM West Coast, and 6 PM on the East Coast. You can email the show at podcast@ocpod.com. You can tweet us at @OC_podcast. We are on Facebook group at fb.ocpod.com, iTunes and Stitchers, as well as YouTube reviews are always welcome. Last checked, iTunes review was the 19th.
You can skip that part. It's okay.
All right. See, I'll read it if it's there. I'm going to read it.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
And don't forget to join the OC Podcast Club on Xbox One and Forza Horizon 3. Okay.
All right. That was well done, Tom. Well done.
Thank you very much.
All right.
New job.
Tom, we really, really enjoyed having you on the show.
It's been a pleasure.
We might just ask you back sometime. but should you never come back, we never invite you back on the show because maybe we don't really like you that much.
Yeah, maybe I'm not as much of a bigger deal as was made out.
Maybe you're not. Maybe there are other bigger deals. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But how could we possibly find you if we can't find you on this podcast?
Okay. If you are so desperate, you can find me at Viva La Pedros on Instagram, Twitter, and on Xbox Live.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Why don't we pass this over to Nicole?
All right. You can email me at Nicole@ocpod.com or find me on Twitter. I just made a whole new thing. New social aspect there. Twitter. @OC_Amaryllis.
Kind of sounds like a dating site for the record.
I don't need any of those. Amaryllis on the PS4, which is now working. Yay. And I have turned it on and I have updated it. And Amaranth on the Xbox. So, I want to give a big shout out to you guys. Today was fun. I do remember, and you can thank, dear sweet taco for this, but, some little nasty, not so nice comment you made, Greg, last week. So I'm going to have to go back and go listen to the show to remember what the hell you said. I just remember thinking, oh my God, I'm so going to kick Greg's ass. And he reminded me I needed to kick your ass.
Oh, I think I started singing. Watch me twitch.
I think that's
what I did. I could be wrong.
Please don't sing that anymore. And yeah,
not
39 days, I'm going to go kick Mark's ass for even recording that.
You can sing it to him in person.
No, we're not. So I'm going to say to Peds and Greg, fuck Mark. I'm just kidding. No, really. And to everybody and the and I did have to sell out Taco. He's like, why'd you sell me out? And all of our beautiful shatters. And everybody that makes this show as good as it is, our wonderful community. So, Mark.
You can get me on Twitter @MarkAnnex. You can email me, mark@ocpod.com. I'm also MarkAnnex on all the gaming platforms. I want to shout out, which I forgot to shout out last time, and I'm really sorry. I want to shout out Pilch Reed, because he invited me onto his Christmas special. And it was a load of fun. There was Dastardly Jabby on there, Colm, Psalm 67, and it was a good laugh. So thank you very much for that. And also, the latest one has got Fraser on, and there's a special segment by Jason, Getting Tacos, which is awesome.
Oh,
I did start listening to that.
Yeah. So, Peds gave out his contact information, but I don't think you gave him a chance to do any shout-outs. Have you got any shout-outs?
Oh, I've only got a couple. First one, I'll give Stepjay a shout-out. Always enjoy catching him in the week, gaming with him. Good pal. And I'll give Taco a shout-out because he keeps me forever entertained on social media. He is a lot of fun. Yeah. So, yeah, top bloke. So, yeah.
And
obviously you guys, thank you ever so much for having me. It's been a lot of fun. Yeah. So, yes, thank you.
You're more than welcome, sir.
What about you, Greg?
Mark, did we ever give that code away, Mark?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, Getting Tacos, Star for Help. He won it. He got the price, which was $599 for the Oculus Rift. So I'm going to contact him after the show and give him a choice of one of seven games, and he can take his pick, so I'll contact him after.
So
Do we know officially how many guesses he threw in there before he got to it? It was quite a number, I believe, it was six, maybe.
Yeah, it turned out to be like the Price is Right, where you're going higher, lower, higher, lower. So, yeah.
Perfect.
But he got there in the end. No one else jumped in, so it deserves it, doesn't it?
There you go. All right.
Next week, I'll be giving away another one.
Yeah. No. So, big shout-outs to Star for Help. RCGC also in the chat. I think we saw Fraser Moo in the chat. Yeah. Teflon12 was in there. I think there was a bongo sighting at one point, but I don't know for sure.
I saw Stepjay popped in as well.
I knew it.
Yeah, Stepjay jumped in.
I always love when he gets in the chat. He's funny.
Well, let's see. Who should I thank? I should thank Mother Nature for raining insistently. It's been pouring outside. I want to shout
out the jackhammer people.
The jackhammer. Oh my God. Yeah. So story time. This is real quickly. So, we have had our front walkway and like our sidewalk has all been tore up because we're actually putting in new paved stones. So we're having that all redone. Thursday and Friday, the crew came over and they started working on it. And my office window sits literally like, there's a wall between me and where they're working, and they broke out the jackhammer. And I knew it was going to be loud. I didn't think it would be that loud. It was so loud that I had to pick up and move all of my office stuff into our back bedroom just so I could talk to people on the phone. Shout out to them. Thank you for that migraine headache. I want to shout out Tom White. You're in trouble, Tom. Pedros, thank you for making the show. It's been awesome having you on. I want to shout out Mark and Nicole, of course, the two of you. Thank you for making the podcast this week as well. Shout out to all of our listeners. We are very sincere when we say we do this partly because we like to hear ourselves, but also because we really do enjoy entertaining and participating in a community, and that's what we've got. It's a great community. I want to shout out my wife for being patient with me, because I'm a pain in the ass when it comes to doing any kind of remodeling stuff within the house. I fight it and fight it and fight it, and then I agree to what she's saying, and it turns out fantastic. But all the way up until then, it's I'm like a cat in a freaking wet tub. I'm fighting it the whole way. Who else do I want to thank? I think that's about it. I will say this. If you want to follow me on Twitter, @OC_Murphy's Law. I have a blog that I'm currently working on for the Year of Living Dangerously. You can follow me. It's greg.ocpod.com. Just type that in and you will see my ramblings. I'm only updating it monthly, so don't think it's going to be something that's going to happen every other week. There are other blogs out there like Marcanics.com. You can find that blog and listen to Mark or read, I guess, is really what's going to happen there.
All it'll be for the next month is elite.
Yeah, pretty much. The main one you do really want to follow, though, is Bongo's, bongo.ocpod.com. He actually has a list of everybody that's participating, and on that list also you'll see how they're making do on their list. So it'll lower as they clear more games.
Yeah, it tracks all the completions and everything. So
that's a nice feature, actually.
Yeah, he's doing a superb job.
Mm. Yeah, really, really.
Rich, I think Rich did the WordPress app for that as well, the widget.
Oh, yeah. Rich has been doing the WordPress apps. Yeah. Bongo's been coming up with these creative ideas. Nicole's been doing graphic stuff in the background. Mark, you've been manning the podcast now, taking over as the sound engineer as well as our back-end person. So I literally do nothing now. This has become my ultimate dream.
I was just about to ask, what do you do, yeah. Greg?
Not a blessed thing anymore.
He's a hero and legend. That's all we need.
That's it. Yeah.
This was my goal. Nobody realized my goal was I wanted to offload all this shit.
Legend in your own mind.
Oh, totally. Completely. One other thing. Robin Tate also started up a little supplemental podcast for The Year of Living Dangerously. It comes out kind of monthly right now. I think he's going to try and maybe do it bi-monthly, but for now it's monthly. And I think that probably is going to stay that way for a little while just because the response to this has been huge. The Year of Living Dangerously stuff has just taken off in such a big way. Way bigger than all of us, I think, thought. But that's something to look forward to. Oh, Nicole.
All I thought was that's what she said. Nicole. That was it. That was all I thought.
And I have to say, the intro and outro is superb to that podcast.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's a good podcast.
That intro and outro, I mean, you pay money for that, folks. Let me tell you. All right. And on that note, we're going to start our own outro because this podcast is done. We can put this one in the bank, cover it up, put it in the cupboard, and we'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Stay tuned for some fun outtakes and bloopers. See you same time next week.
I resent the thing. It's the same stupid thing. Podcast at ocpod.com, right?
I know it's stupid.
That greenish color at the top right corner.
I was just about to say the burning like question that? Is which sample are we going with?
Proud of
you. But right now, the whole office smells like primer. I have my window open. I've got the fan going. So if I pass out, it's because I smelled too much paint.
Oh, look, Peds gets to watch me put on makeup. Everybody else has seen this 900 times.
Well, I did mine before we got on.
Oh, look, Peds gets to watch me put on makeup. Everybody else has seen this 900 times.
Well, I did mine before we got on.
Great.
I'm so glad you finally got on.
Yes, lovely to be on.
Yes.
Sorry, you guys get wind. I have to blow it to dry my eyes. Well, it's liquid eyeliner.
I know. I got you.
My Christmas decorations that I need to do. Let me go back over here.
I was going to say, that doesn't look like a Christmas decoration to me.
No. There's like a pile. I've got to go. It's too fucking cold outside.
That and my son had the flu, and he decided to give it to me.
Kids, they share everything, don't they? They're so thoughtful.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean, do you really need to look at the screen?
Which screen? It's that one, isn't it? Yeah, that's better, isn't it? It's my Mac.
Yes.
Would you turn the brightness down?
Oh, it's the Macintosh. See? Jesus, Casper.
It's Casper. Yeah, it's bouncing off your head.
Right. It doesn't help that you're wearing a white t-shirt, by the way.
Look what t-shirt it is, though.
Oh, nice.
Oh, man, mine's in the wash.
You're a game one.
It's time to podcast.
I know, I'm setting cams up. Right, we're ready.
Okay.
Don't be ready.
I can go back in.
Are we ready?
One more eye. Yeah, and that would require me to stop doing my makeup and trying to look like I at least have eyeballs. Where the F did I put? Oh, well, I guess I'll be using my phone for Twitch. What the hell happened to my iPad?
Just watch me Twitch.
Shut the fuck up. You know what's even worse about that is...
Yes.
Watch me Twitch. Watch me play games. But you know what? Maybe there's a way to mute your ass.
Hey, I don't think you'll get anywhere with it, Peds.
Get your joysticks ready.
Oh, dear.
By the way, we are still currently offline.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Sing while asshats are recording.
Party in tonight.
It happens.
I do not, however, send drunk speak pipes.
No, you do not.
No, we're on. We're on.
Are we?
We are on. Mark, we do need to edit because we're not Game of the Year podcast anymore. Let me do that real fast.
Why would that say that?
I got it.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait till February 12th.
What was happening February 12th?
Walking Dead.
What's going on?
Walking Dead.
Oh, Walking Dead. All I got was the last bit. It was dead. What's that?
Okay. Yeah, walking you're dead, dead man.
Yeah, just, yeah.
Be tweet out?
No. I've got enough stuff going on here.
I'll take care of it. Just relax.
You said he was going to tweet out, not you. Oh my God.
I'm getting vexed.
Get your panties in a twist.
Be tweet out?
No. I've got enough stuff going on here.
I'll take care of it. Just relax.
You said he was going to tweet out, not you. Oh my God.
I'm getting vexed.
Get your panties in a twist.
I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 apps working at the moment on 2 computers with 4 monitors.
Be tweet out?
No. I've got enough stuff going on here.
I'll take care of it. Just relax.
You said he was going to tweet out, not you. Oh my God.
I'm getting vexed.
Get your panties in a twist.
I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 apps working at the moment on 2 computers with 4 monitors.
Shannon, turns out, is a guy, but we thought it was a girl, and the best part is, like, oh, we got an email from Shannon, and Marcus, ooh, a lady listener. Oh, and it was just priceless then to find out it was a dude.
Bad times. Yeah. Still, oh, did you get anywhere?
No.
I think he got a number.
Yeah.
Go get some sleep.
No, I'm ordering Chinese.
You get dinner.
I'm going to go explore more planets.
I'm freezing. I'm like, I have goosebumps.
There's these things called jackets. You know,
I know. I'm not going to get up in the middle of the show and go get a jacket, and I'm sitting next to a freaking window, and it's, what, negative whatever outside, and I'm like, holy shit, I'm freezing the whole show. Like, my chest hurts because I was so cold.
There's a joke to be about at
no.
Nirvana.
No.
But there's a few. There is.
Yeah. No. Good. We're moving on.
We're good. Moving on.
That's right. Y'all have sleep or something to do.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks, everyone. Don't you?
All right. Bye, guys.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah. Ta-da.
Cheers, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye, Nicole.
Bye.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many people say.
Come on. Yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.